Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And for our listening audience, we're going to take a little break from our usual study series. We like to do that once in a while here at Neighbors of Hope to get a little more intimate and personal with a resident or two here at Neighbors of Hope. And so for our listening audience, I have with me this morning Justin, who's a recent graduate of the Life Change Program and is now a member of our Graduate Program Services. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. So far, so good. Yes, thank you. I also have probably on the other end of the scale, our most recent member of our one-year addictions life change program, and that's Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
So, gentlemen, we just want to share a little bit about your story and how God's worked in your life through your experience here at Neighbors of Hope. So, Justin, being our most recent graduate, let me start with you. I know you've been in and out of the Life Change program, and here just a couple weeks ago, we were blessed to celebrate God's work in your life with your graduation of the Life Change program. You want to share with our listening audience just a little bit about that Life Change program experience, maybe what kind of brought you to that, the big work that God did in your life in that Life Change program?
This time?
Yes, this time. Well, I mean, cumulatively, but yes, this time, that's what we're celebrating.
Yeah. I originally came to the Life Change program back, I just got to do it a year or two, January 9th, 2014. And I was here a few months, and, you know, I started going to school and slid off the path. And I was starting probation still, and, you know, left, took off, and started getting high again and getting drunk. And then I started getting really bad there. And anyhow, I ended up back in jail.
And there was a couple of, like, even overdoses?
Yes.
Suicidal tendencies, things like that. It was pretty bad for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got to the point where, doing any type of drug or alcohol, it's a slow suicide, but... True. You know, I got so far into my, addiction, so strung out. You know, I just got sick of, you know, I'd be up for 3 or 4 days and just sitting there stuck, you know. I mean, just in a house doing nothing, but, you know, hitting a pipe, you know. I got to a point, you know, where I just got sick of it. And then I'm like, screw it, you know. I started cussing at God out loud, you know. Probably sound crazy, but. And then I ended up, you know, literally trying to kill myself. Three shots in a row. And these people left me in the bathroom, you know. And, you know, I shouldn't have probably woke up, but I did. And then the next day, this time around, something told me the next morning, you know, come over here. And I wasn't planning on it. I was going to figure out how to try to get high again. And, you know, I came back here, and ever since, you know, once you really start to work on your inside issues and stuff like that, from your past, emotional woundedness, whatever it is, you know, why you got high and drink. You know, because, you know, drugs weren't the problem, you know. The problem was inside of us. And, you know, I've still, you know, I've learned a lot how to deal with them, you know, with all the support here. And, you know, someone can give you all the advice you need to change or what, but you got to really do it. You know, because I was doing a little bit, you know, the other times in the program, but I wasn't fully doing it. And now I can actually say I did, you know, and it wasn't for a couple people, you know, including you guys. I don't know where I'd be. Or if I'd even be alive, you know, and shortly now, you know, I've graduated. I'm about to, went for this training, so I'm going to start work today at a job in Tecumseh, so that's real cool. And then just doing this really fast-paced process of getting reunification with my daughter, you know, so that's really awesome.
Wow, yeah, over the past year, I mean, there's just been a lot of exciting things God's been doing in your life. And we all recognize through our programs here at Neighbors of Hope, including the Life Change Program, that those are somewhat seasons in our life. That God's work in of a powerful transformation does not end just with a graduation.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And yes, God's been preparing you for, as you mentioned, reunification with your three-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
We think that's pretty something special that we know we've been intentional to come alongside of you with as you prepare for that. In reading, if you read the reunification process you speak about, it includes, you know, how does any parent really parent a child? Well, that has certain needs, financial needs. So you speak about now God's blessing you with a job already, right? Which we're real excited about. Then it's going to have some housing needs and things like that. So it has, right, it hasn't ended for you. There's new challenges.
Right, yeah.
Would you say that you feel God's work in your life through the Life Change program has adequately preparing you to face these challenges without having feeling very anxious, nervous, scared even to where I now feel I can press into those challenges as opposed to run away back to the crack pipe or
right.
a syringe or something like that? Do you...
No, I definitely agree, you know. You know, God's done it all. I'm just, you know, I got to do the footwork to it, you know. But, you know, I never in my life, ever, you know, I never thought I'd be in this position in my life. You know, I didn't believe it. I didn't have no confidence, whatever. Well, you know, I got more confidence than I ever have now. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't always make the best decisions, you know, still. But, I make more better ones today, you know.
Yeah, I don't think any of us ever get all of our decisions 100% right.
And I may, you know, sometimes I may, you know, get nervous when I'm coming into something new, like starting this new job. But, you know, I pray about it, and I honestly end up doing fine. I don't even got to be about that, anything new, because I'm not used to new. I'm used to running away.
So you would say, I mean, with God by your side, you now have, in a sense, a new skill set.
Yeah.
In our... Christian spiritual terms, we'll call that prayer. That's a pretty good weapon to have in your toolbox.
Right? Yeah, right. One of the best ones.
Well, good. Then briefly just share, I mean, looking at where you've come from, in a sense, ODing and suicidal and the drug use and what have you, going through God's transformation and life change, preparing you for reunification and all that. So as you start looking at your future, do you feel hopeful about your future, and could you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, you know, all this good stuff's happening, you know. It's going to continue to happen, and I do feel hopeful about it, you know. There's at times, you know, I get them low times, too, I can't lie, you know, but who doesn't?
It's right,
like,
right.
You know, but, you know, if I didn't have God, I wouldn't be able to do none of it. You know, it ain't me doing it, it is, but, you know, I feel very hopeful now. I know I can do it, I believe in myself.
Redemption's a beautiful thing,
yeah.
Right? And we can find ourselves very empowered when we just simply surrender to God, right? And then allow God to use us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I think what we're seeing is God wants to use you to be a good father to your daughter, right? As well as a disciplined, faithful son unto himself. Right? That's good. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about your story. I want to have ample time to kind of, for our listening audience to meet Nick, our newest Life Change member. And Nick, how long have you been with Life Change?
I think almost 3 months.
Not quite 3 months there. So that's, yeah. And we haven't scared you away yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Nick, could you just share with our listening audience maybe a little bit about what brought you to Neighbors of Hope to start with? I mean, what were some of the hardships you were going through prior to you landing here at the Big Blue House on Broad Street?
Pretty much all my life was hardships. A lot I caused since I've been an adult, you know, a lot that wasn't my fault when I was a kid. You know what I mean? I didn't choose a lot of the hardships that I went through. And I was raised around drugs, like hard drugs, you know what I mean? My mom was a drug addict. My dad sold drugs and was a drug addict. I went to foster care at an early age. Got out of foster care, moved in with my mom, and she was a bad drug addict. Smoking crack and whatever, you know. Popping pills. She was on all types of drugs.
And so that just became the norm for you.
Yeah, it was. It was my... I was used to it, you know what I mean? Everybody I knew was in that lifestyle. You know, everybody I grew up around was in that lifestyle. I started selling drugs at an early age. I doing drugs as well, you know.
Well, I
did
let
that
me,
for like 20 years.
Can I interject real quick? I mean, mm-hmm. at what point? Because I'm sure when we hear life stories such as this, sometimes it's difficult for people to comprehend. If you kind of raised it, at what point was there a point where you realized, is this right or wrong? I mean, if you're kind of raised in it by people who are supposed to be loving you, as if that's the norm, there comes a point in our life where we say, well, is the norm right or is the norm wrong? Did you ever have an experience like that, I guess?
For a long time, I didn't care. You know, it's like I was numb to it and I didn't have a conscience. You know, but the last few years, I've really been feeling like pulled in another direction, but I didn't know what direction that was. You know, and I knew I had to get out of that life, and I was trying to, but I just couldn't see a way out. You know what I mean? Not until I was staying with this girl recently, for the last month before I got in this program, I was staying with this girl, and I really realized that I wanted my life was pulling me in another direction, and I didn't understand what that direction was. And I ended up here. And then I started. It was like I'm meant to be here. You know what I mean? I'm meant to be here. My life was pulling me here. God was pulling me here. And I didn't realize that until I got here. That God was pulling me in this direction. This is the direction I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be here. I'm meant to be here. God wants me here.
I agree. Guys who enter, particularly our Life Change program, because it is Christ-centered and faith-based, and we would say it's God's work. And so there, even though you may have knocked on our door asking for help, I tend to say, no, God brought you here. Because God's looking to transform lives and breathe power into those lives to help God build God's kingdom. There's kingdom work to be done, and God's looking for a few good men, so to speak. Right? So, yeah, that sounds like a very painful past. It sounds like it's very powerless. I mean, when you're talking about, I don't know how to get out, I feel powerless, and none of us really like that experience, and that's kind of what the drug culture does to us. So the only thing we do is continue to rinse and repeat with our habitual nature within that. Can you share, I know it's only been 90 days, a little less than that. Can you share with our listening audience, maybe if you feel that God's called you here, how are you feeling today? Do you feel as powerless before you got here, or are you now feeling more relaxed about what God's doing in your life, more confident in your calling?
I'm feeling more relaxed and confident day after day. And each day that goes by, I'm feeling more relaxed and confident. And empowered by what God's doing in my life, you know. Sometimes it's hard to explain what's going on in my life, you know, because I've never really felt it before. I've never felt any hope, you know what I mean? And the Neighbors of Hope is a true statement, because that's what this place gives. It gives hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless. That's what God wants us to do, you know what I mean? Give hope to the hopeless and help to the helpless.
Good, good. Well, it's a little early yet. I mean, you've only been here 90 days of a one-year program, right? But when I say it's a little early, obviously you feel empowered. I would think empowered and hopeful then gives you an idea that I'm kind of excited about where my future's going. I don't know exactly what that future's going to look like. That's what I mean by early.
That's right? Exactly how I feel.
Well, good, good.
That's exactly how I feel. Right. I don't know where my future's going, but...
But you know it's good if God's...
A lot better than my past.
If God's got a hold of it, then we must be going in the right direction.
So.
Good. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I appreciate you sharing with our listening audience the sacredness of your own stories. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.